The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Friday evening, February the 29th, 2016, hailing from the Motor City. I will always call this the Motor City, Motown, Detroit. I'm still here in Detroit, Delta, and Aja. Look who's with us, Aja.
Who?
Delta.
Oh, good. I'm with y'all tonight. I'm going to be with y'all all night tonight. There ain't going to be no cat eye for me tonight. Papa keeping me awake tonight.
Well, look, we want to send Papa best wishes from the Lotus Place. And everybody listening, everybody send out prayers to Papa.
Yes.
For his strength. Because Papa is back home. He's resting well. And we love Papa because we want Papa to be able to cook that lemon pound cake. Oh, my God. That's the best lemon pound cake I've had in my life.
It sure was. Yes. And I'm not even a big cake eater. You know, I'm really not. But I just, I had to throw down on that cake. I had to walk some miles to walk that cake off my head.
Papa can sell a slice of that cake for at least $7. One slice. Indeed.
Hey, so, now y'all keep a promoting Papa. Papa gonna have so many orders, so I have to tell them how to get the cake.
Yes. I'm serious. I mean, I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna have one more slice. Just one more slice. Okay. One more slice after that.
And don't have a cup of coffee or maybe some ice cream.
Oh, please. I say goodbye, waistline. I'll see you next month or 2 months from now, whenever. I had to enjoy that cake.
It's the best. It's the best.
I went and got Papa some stuff today to make him a cake.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
He's baking already?
Papa been sick. And he just got out of the hospital of Chiefs. He'd been in there 4 days. He stayed 4 nights, came home the next day, and he's feeling a real better.
Well, we wish
make sure he gets his rest.
Yes, and you too.
Oh,
you that's right. The caregiver needs rest. The caregiver needs rest too.
Absolutely.
The caregiver, look. The caregiver and all these grands I got. I told these grands they all going home this summer. My little grandson told me, Grandmama, I'm only going home for summer camp, but I'm going to be right back when school starts.
Oh, my goodness.
I bet you clap your hands and kick your heels. Yay!
Oh, my Lord. Delta, more power to you. More power to you.
Now, what we got tonight, let's get on into it.
Let's get into our show. Let me just give out the topic for tonight and the phone number. So tonight we are talking about liars, lovers, and cheaters. So Aja's going to, actually, your mother Zola's going to share a little more information on liars, lovers, and cheaters for us. And what is it with, like, say, for instance, the way that some people cheat, I guess you could say, Aja, like, women cheat for what? For
attention. They're not getting enough attention normally. Normally women, you know, you got some folks just like to cheat, you know, but normally, women cheat. They go outside of their relationship because they're not getting enough attention from their partner. And that's important for a woman, you know. And men cheat normally, because they're not getting,
I say for looks, a lot of them just, they see how beautiful a woman looks and they just go crazy. But then, Audrey, I can't say that either because it just hit me as I was talking to you. Some of them have women's looks like a, oh, I don't even know what to call them. Look like a
Sometimes it has nothing to do with looks.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Sometimes men cheat because they feel that they're not appreciated. Okay. They have to. That's one main thing that men require normally. They want to be appreciated when they do something. They want the woman to say, oh, that was so wonderful, and oh, that was great, and I really appreciate that, and you know, I know you had to go out of your way to do that, and I just want to let you know, I really appreciate it. They want to be appreciated, you know, and with today, with a lot of interracial partnerships now, sometimes men will seek other women because they're just like, oh, I just think you're the best thing since sliced bread, you know, and then that pushes up a man's ego, you know. And, you know, I got to say, from what I know, this may not be fact and in the, you know, Wikipedia, but, I mean, some white women, they will just, you know, go to a black guy and like, hey, you got it going on, man, you know, and you're this and you're that and you're this, and they're not getting it elsewhere. And so this feeds on their ego, and then they're just like, hey, baby, you know, they don't care what the woman look like. Like I just said, they don't care what the woman look like. But if they make the man feel like they're the king and they're this and they're that, then it's just like, hey, I'm yours, you know. So that's it on cheating. Now some people, they just like to cheat. And some people, which we will get into, you really have to define what you feel is cheating, because some people don't feel what they're doing is cheating. They feel like, hey, you know, I thought you knew. I got this one over here. I got this one over here. And so it's best to know what you're getting in, what you're getting into, which is communication. Communication is key. Know what you're getting into before you dub it. We're in a, come on, say it with me, Black Rose, relationship. You know, because some people, they may be lovers, but they don't consider themselves in a relationship, and you
and
need
also,
to find out.
Say this. Let me just jump in and say this too, also with relationships and cheating. Also, a person's definition of cheating may be different from the person that they're actually involved in a relationship with. For instance, internet cheating or having a online friend or an online relationship with someone of some sort. Their partner may see that as being unfaithful, whereas to that person, they don't really consider it an external relationship or anything like that, because they don't see that person. They're just maybe having, what is it, cyber sex. Okay. So
exactly.
They may say, well, that's not cheating. I don't touch
exactly.
this person. I don't see this person. Or
exactly.
it's emotional cheating. I've even heard of emotional cheating. You're not necessarily physically involved with this person or intimate in a physical sense, but you have an emotional attachment to this person. And it's
exactly.
more of an emotional attachment than you do with your spouse.
Exactly. Or you may have a good friend, like a good male friend or good female friend, and this is just, quote-unquote, my friend, But then you spend a lot of time with them and you share stuff with them that you don't necessarily share with your partner. And that may be considered as cheating.
Indeed. But you know what now, when and it just dawned on me actually, I always considered men and women cheating for different reasons. But to me, and I don't know, maybe I'm just saying it like that, but to me, when we were going through, like, men cheat because they may encounter another woman that strokes their ego a little more than their partner does. But really, with the woman, she's seeking someone that's giving her attention. It's, to me, it's really in the same vein. Both partners are going outside the relationship because they need the ego stroke. We want men to make us feel like we're desired. Men do too. And I think that that's something that happens in relationships. We stop making that person feel sexy. We stop making them feel desirable. You know,
exactly.
It's like when you're when you're dating, you're dressing up, you're looking good, you're buying new lipstick or you're buying new underwear or he's getting his hair cut on a regular basis and he's looking nice, you know. He used to come over with nice shoes, now he comes over with some kind of crazy looking sandals or whatever, you know. You know what I'm saying? Just things like that. You know, he used to come over with his hair cut, now he just come over looking like he a bomb. You know, or he used to wear thongs and now she's wearing Walmart granny panties. Or Kmart granny panties, you know, whatever.
Yes.
You know, or she used to, you know, wear her hair to bed cute, but now she's wearing a bunny. You know. you know, I can't stand bunnies. Now she's wearing a bunny to bed every night. You know, so it could be things like that too. So, but anyway, what do you think, Delta? Because I know Delta, you I know Delta has some thoughts on this because I think we had a caller, not a call, maybe a caller or a letter that kind of touched on this. But what are your thoughts, Delta? Delta, don't start with that now. What's going on?
I can hear you. Go to the back, man. I'm on my radio show.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, well, you need a special room.
Help me, please. Just give me strength. Okay.
Change foot, Delta, because you're starting out on the wrong foot.
I'm sorry.
Come on now.
No, I was trying to run my granddaughter to the back. I'm sorry, y'all.
See, now you got to get those grandchildren together now, Delta. This is live.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know we're live on the air. I'm sorry.
That's right. And our listeners want to hear us talking about liars, cheaters, and lovers.
Okay. Well, I can say this because I wanted to say something when Audrey was saying, why do men cheat? A lot of men cheat because once they see, to me, I think once they get a girlfriend, they don't got the feel of that girlfriend and they know the ins and outs and they get comfortable. Then they want to try something new. And that's why most of the people cheat because you'll see a pretty woman or you see a nice looking man and your mind to go to racing and then you want to know, oh, I want to know what that feel like. And that's how things become, and it'll get in their mind and it'll take over and they just start cheating. And then when you start having problems at home, and when you have problems at home, the next thing you know, somebody go to talking to you where you're not being talked to at home and you're not being you're not getting what you need at home. Don't ever let nobody know you have marital problems. Because if you start letting somebody know like another man or another woman of a different sex and they know you having marital problems at home and you go to telling them about your marital problems. And then when you go to telling them that, then they're going to start giving you everything that you're not getting at home. And then after a while, the next thing you know, you're caught up in that relationship. And the relationship feel good for a while. And then after a while, that relationship is not going to pan out.
And to me, that's why men and women cheat, because something is lacking at home.
Speaking of that, there are 5 things that are needed for a good relationship. So, number 1 is communication. Number 2, because a lot of times, like you just said, Delta Kruger, if you're not able to express yourself to your partner, but you are able to express yourself to an outside third partner, then that makes a good headway for an outside relationship. Communication, number 1. Trust, number 2. Passion, you got to have some passion. Hey. Passion. Fun. I mean, who wants a boring relationship? Like you said, Black Rose, it may start out, you know, like, you know, we're going out, we're going here, we're going there, you know, and after a while you get used to your partner, and then it's like, you know, I want to sit here and watch the game, you know, for 4 or 5 hours, you know. And the last one is appreciation. So, you got communication, trust, passion, fun, and appreciation. If one of those very key items is missing, absent from the relationship, that leaves the door open for a partner to seek someone outside who is supplying that for them.
Mm-hmm. I can see all of that happening. So yep. We'll get more into that into our topic. Delta, you want to share your hot topic before we go to break?
Oh, okay. I can give you a couple. Okay. They have it was a elderly woman, white woman, I must say. She was at the service station. I don't know what town, because they didn't have what town it listed it. So, but she was at a service station. And I hear you say this, Ashir. Black Rose, I heard you say that you see people standing beside the road and you give them a cup of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, after you hear this story, you better not stop and give nobody else nothing else. This lady, they was panning for some gas.
Okay.
A white boy and a white girl the boy was 34, the girl was 30. They went up to this elderly white woman and said they needed some gas. You know how they tell a lie. But they need it for drugs. So the woman went in her pocket and gave them $20. She gives them $20. The elderly woman, she was 81 years old, and they snatched the woman's purse after she gave them the $20. They snatched the elderly woman's purse. The elderly woman jumped in her car, took her car and ran them over. So do y'all think the elderly woman should be jailed for running them over?
No, because they should not have been trying to rob that woman.
Yeah, that's robbery.
She did, right.
That's robbery.
Yeah, but she jumped in her car and chased them down and ran over them.
Well,
she has some energy,
didn't
she?
Probably, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have, but we don't know what we'd do in a situation like that. I've never had anybody try to steal my purse before.
Did she actually run them over? Like hit them with her car?
Yes.
Delta Cooper. Did she actually hit them with her car?
Yeah, she hit them.
She
hit both of
them. Well, she could have just rolled up on them.
No one popped.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Papa said. Papa said she should have hit him and went back and took her $20.
See, Papa telling the truth.
Papa said she should have ran them over, then went back and took her $20. Miss Patty, say open her mic, please.
I just did. I see you there, Mother Hattie, now.
Okay.
I didn't see you. Hey, Icy Hot. I said, hi, calling up one of those miscellaneous numbers.
Hey there.
Leave her alone.
Hey,
I'm
trying to
track her down.
I'm just saying, they're not miscellaneous. Everybody know what they are. I'm just trying to talk to people. I got to have a bunch of them just to talk and have a conversation, do what I want to do on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
So I ain't got no problem with it. I do what I have to do. To do what I do.
Well, I let you do what you do then. And your computer too.
Well, I don't think the old lady should have run the people over. Like
no.
That.
Well, why do you think she shouldn't have ran them over, Icy Hot?
Huh?
Why do you think she shouldn't have ran them over?
She should not have run them over. They just stole her money. So what she should have done is just kind of tried to, if she had a phone, call the 911, see where they're going, give them a description. The police would have chased them down real quick for her. They like chasing people down. That's
what
they do. That's what they do for a living.
You know what? That lady, how old was she? 80-something?
81.
She was probably so furious at the fact that here I am trying to help your butt, and then you're going to steal my whole purse? You know, you can't really say how a person, like, feels at that moment. You know, like, how dare you? How dare you?
Well, that's exactly what she did.
Yes, the audacity. Let me get it. Let me fix you. You know, fix you. So that was her feelings, you know. That was her feelings. I wouldn't have given them $20.
It was a very, I would not say calculated reaction.
Well, Papa said, you know, I have to relate for Papa. Papa said, she should have took her car and ran over, backed it up, and ran over.
You mean she should have got, they should have run over him again?
That's what.
So what? This is what I want to know. Did they get the people that robbed her to snatch her bag?
Yeah, she.
I imagine so. They laying on the ground.
Man, I didn't know if they got up and ran off again. I don't know. Because she didn't run over him again. She didn't back it up on him. You didn't say that because Papa said that's what they should have done. Your Papa said it. So, you know, some of them get run over. They used to getting run over and hurt. They jump up and run on off.
The way the police run up on them and hit them on the side of the curb when they're running away.
So.
With the patrol car.
So they got them, and then they got her for running over them, and they got them, too.
No, I bet you they let that elderly woman go.
They probably gave her an award.
That elderly white woman go.
She's white, too? Oh, hell yeah.
Well, she's white, yeah. And all I want to know, were the people that took her money, were they white also?
They was white also.
Okay.
Looked like crystal meth
did. Well... Okay, well, it's a white thing. We wouldn't even understand it.
Okay, well, let me give y'all one more before we take our break, and then I'll come back and finish up our other three. Okay, you know, I told y'all the other night, Monday and Wednesday night, that they was trying to pass a law here in Mississippi.
Trying to pass this law in Mississippi about carrying a gun at the church. Then now they passed the law today. Both laws were passed. You can carry a gun to church. And on top of that, you can carry a gun on the colleges.
Mm-hmm. I knew they've been working
on
that. I'm
scared
one.
About that college.
More so than church?
Because
well, the reason though, because this is how it go at the church. They're gonna have like designated security people.
They have
like,
designated security people on campuses too, though.
No,
They're making it where
the people can, the young folks can tote their guns on campus.
So you don't think that it's safe
no,
to have
because,
them
see,
on
they
campus?
Just passed the
we have an open carry law. You can take your gun. If you got a permit for your gun, you take your gun. My papa said you don't even have to have a permit. All you have to do is take your gun and wear it on your side.
At church
and
or school?
Yeah,
because
we passed
town.
That law in Mississippi.
Wait a minute. Hold on, hold on. At church, school, or what? When you say it,
okay,
it doesn't
can,
have to be
to the college.
Well, you have a right to bear arms. The only place that you don't is if they put a sign up that says, this place does not, you can't have weapons in it. But you can have an open weapon, period. You can have an open weapon, like in the cowboy days, that's why they wore them on the show, their side, everybody can see. It's, you know, they're not concealing a weapon. Just mm-hmm. like them boys hanging big old rifles on their truck, you know, in the back, in the window.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Mhm. Yeah, but this is but they passed a law. See, you couldn't carry them on the campus. You couldn't carry, even though we had an open, we got an open carry law. It was like
mm-hmm.
you said, Miss said Isaha, in certain places that you couldn't carry them on. But now they passed this law. You can carry them on the college campus now.
Well, that's what the
so
NRA wanted. Everybody carrying guns to protect themselves, so they got their way.
Now, that's, now, to me, the young kids is too hot-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Young
see,
kids go to church, too? Young
no,
people go to church,
no,
too?
No, this is what see, let me explain it. With the
okay.
church, it's a designated... You, they got to have a license, security. Everybody just can't come in there with them. It's got to be a
okay.
licensed security person.
Okay.
To be able
okay.
to carry the gun and be at the church at all time with it. They got to be
okay.
licensed and security, and they have to be trained. But this
okay.
college, I'm kind of afraid of, they passed a law where all the kids mm-hmm. can carry a gun on college. This
but they
is
would
thing
have
I'm
to
afraid
have a license,
of.
But they would have to have a license, and in order to obtain that license, you also have to go
no,
to
not
gun
in
training.
Mississippi. We don't have to have no what.
Don't
Mississippi,
you have to go? And you don't have to go to a firing range. And
that's only if you want to conceal a weapon.
No, we don't do that. No, you don't have to. You don't have to have that. You can just your gun just have to be on your side. It cannot
okay.
be down in your purse.
You so have a right to bear arms.
Yes, you do. And
yeah,
you have a right.
Stop you. You got to, the gun. Got to be where he can see the gun. He cannot even go in your car and take your gun anymore. Your gun got to be where he can see it. Long as he can see your gun, you okay. You can
okay.
scrap. But the only thing I'm worried about is the college campuses. The young kids now can bring guns on campus where they used to couldn't do it. The only thing I'm afraid of, the young people get, you know, we already know they hot-headed. And the young
and so
folks
are some
get mad.
Older people, though. I would have to say there
yeah.
are some older people that also use guns and kill people. So, but let's take a quick break because that's a good topic because I do want to have a little discussion
now,
on
Papa
that.
Papa just gave a good example. Papa
well, we'll hear it when we come back.
It.
We'll hear it when we come back from
okay.
break. Let's take a quick break, and we'll
okay.
be right back on.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk
guns
Radio Network for podcasts
and
live programs.
Put that thing down. You can't do nothing but go
on
to bed, go to sleep.
Oh, my Lord.
Why them black socks up in that bed? Is that some bastard socks you had on at school today?
Mother
up in the bed with you?
Mother Hattie, you need to mute your phone because I didn't even get a chance to mute. But now I know.
Muted.
Do, do, do.
Unmuted.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
And we are back here at the Lotus Place talking about lovers, liars, and cheaters. But we were just on a hot topic with Delta Cougar regarding the Mississippi law that has recently passed allowing people to be
passed today.
And on the college campuses, but you are somewhat hesitant about
the campus. Because I'm saying you got a lot of young kids on campus, 17 and 18 and up. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I'm saying is the young kids, they are very, very hot-headed. And a lot of them, they get mad if you even step on their shoe. They get mad if you look at them the wrong way. And next thing you know, the young folks would pull that gun in a minute.
I have to say this, though, but what about that man that came up in the church and shot that pastor right there in the pulpit? And what about the one that took his car and ran his car up on the pastor right up there?
Yeah, he was not young.
No, and these were people and in the church. So I'm just trying to,
I know. Say. But no, what I'm saying, though, don't get me wrong. No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying the church, hear me good. The law they passed for the church, it's got to be a licensed, secured person to be there to protect the church. It can't be, like the church got to designate somebody to have a license and somebody
Delta,
who has.
We get it, Delta. We get it. But what I'm saying, and I think that anybody else that has an opinion on it, please share. What I'm saying is, to me, it's like, okay, if they're going to have guns in the church, and like Mother Hattie is saying, our Second Amendment right is to be able to bear arms. So if people want to carry a gun, they should be able to carry a gun however, whenever, wherever. So I just don't see that a 17-year-old freshman or 18-year-old freshman would be more irresponsible with a gun than a 38-year-old man that just went and shot up his whole family, like what happened in Texas not too long ago, about a year ago or whatever. If you want to kill somebody, you just want to kill somebody. If you're 5 years old, 18 years old, or whatever. So if people want to carry a gun, I don't think that people should, it's sad that people feel like they need to take a gun into church or on college. I just want to have my right to bear arms because it's just natural. Okay, because based on the Constitution, this is what, whatever this was, 1771, of what this amendment, whatever, but if it was so natural at that time, then why shouldn't people be able to have a gun on campus, at church, or wherever? Because it's common. It's your right. It's your right. So, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but Papa says, okay, I got that wrong about college. Papa said the students are not going to carry it. All the teachers on the college campus will be able to carry the gun, not the students, the teachers.
But you know what, and let me just take this even to a deeper point. This is why they create these damn chaoses with people going up in a church in South Carolina shooting up people. So now you can say, oh, we need to have people in the church with guns. All of these high school shootings, college campus shootings.
Right.
Oh, so guess what? Now let's lobby for people to be able to have guns, the teachers to have guns. See, they create these chaoses so now we can vote on these things. Just like they create 9/11 and all this crap so that now we can go and invade Iraq and all of this bull crap. This is what they do. They create chaos and then they come up with solutions.
Solution.
Or what they think is a solution or what they try to feed us as a solution.
Which is quite more chaos.
I had another, let me give you a most recent one with that San Bernardino bull crap where they say the man and the wife went and whatever, shot up some people. I didn't even really pay attention to that stuff because it's like a script. It's the same script. They play it every 2-3 years. Oh, this person went and shot whatever, all of those people in San Bernardino. Oh, we can't get to the phone. Oh, we've been really trying to get into this phone. Oh, now let's make Apple give us the right to get into this phone. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And then, so now Apple and Google, I think, are fighting now so that the government can't crack this so-called phone. They can crack their goddamn phone if they want to. It's all a play so that they create this scenario, whereas you had this phone. Okay, well, now, guess we really need rights to just really look at everybody's phone. Like, you're already not doing it. That's the crazy part about it.
Right.
This is what I'm saying. It's just a constant confusion and destruction to have you going around in circles, constantly following straight up bullshit, a damn play, a damn act, a damn Ponzi scheme. I keep saying this. And then we all caught up.
Right.
Lord Jesus, this and that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all of this shit is just a fucking act.
It's
so now they're gonna be able to go into our phones and see everything in our phone.
That's what the Patriot Act did anyway. Back when.
Exactly.
Okay, our time is moving on us now. Let's go to the other topic. I don't mean to push us on.
Yeah, come on, Delta.
3 minutes to 10.
That's
okay.
Right. Thank you, Delta.
Our next topic is I'm going to give you two more, and this is going to be it. Then we need to move on into our main show.
Yeah.
There is, in Memphis, there was a five-year-old little black girl came home from school, and she had a black eye. And her mother didn't think anything of it. She just thought maybe she made a fail or, you know, something at school. Mother didn't think too much about it. But the next morning, when the little girl got up, the eye was closed shut. And they have a picture of the little girl on Facebook, on the news story. And so the mother asked the little girl what happened. The little girl told the mother that the teacher got upset with her, threw her on the ground, and punched her in the eye. So it wasn't a lie. Because you know they have video cameras on the playground. And also somebody witnessed what the teacher did. Okay. They got rid of the teacher. They got rid of the teacher. But the teacher, everybody's outraged. Little black girl, everybody's outraged because the teacher hadn't been arrested. And they hadn't released the teacher name. But to me, I think it's the mother's responsibility to go and have the teacher arrested. You know what school she at, the mother knows the teacher.
No, it's not the mother's responsibility. Absolutely not. That's child protection.
Well, they hadn't done anything.
And that's assault on the child.
And that's
so
an assault. I bet you if the teacher had been black and the little child had been white, they'd have hurried up and found out she didn't need to arrest her.
You can pull that one up, RJ. Y'all can see that one in Memphis. 5-year-old girl at school, an eye closed shit. The teacher threw her on the ground and punched her in the eye. And it was also witnessed by another adult, and it was
definitely there were witnesses. That is
the other adult that witnesses.
Those are
mandated. Yeah,
in.
The other adult at school that witnesses should have.
She's
it.
No right. longer working at the school, but she hadn't been arrested.
So, but she was employed when the incident occurred. So it's
They got rid of her after she hit the child.
And
but
I think
she
that in some states, can't you even be prosecuted for not? Filing a case, because I know at some of the state-supported schools, if you witness, like if you're one of those
right
direct service
mandated reporters.
That's right, mandated reporters. If you do,
everybody's a mandated reporter. Everybody's a mandated reporter if you work in school. Everybody.
It says here she was suspended. They didn't say she was fired.
Oh well. Let me say this. This is what is supposed to happen. What's supposed to happen is whoever that person's supervisor is or whoever reports child protection stuff in the school, and they may have done this. Not to say that they didn't, because you don't get arrested for doing that. But what you do get is a case and an investigation opened on you about it. And if there was a person that saw it, that person would call when they have a court. You get set up. You got to go through due process. You don't get arrested for just doing that unless it is something that's off the charts.
Yeah, it's an investigation going on right now with the police.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do. You don't get arrested for doing that. You get reported to, they have to do a child protection report, and then that's where you go with it from there. Now, what the mother can do is open her own kind of investigation and get ready to do a lawsuit to hold the teacher and the school liable civilly. That's what she can do.
Yeah.
But just to get them arrested, you got to have a trial first. And you don't get arrested for child abuse necessarily unless it's something that, you know.
Well, we should follow that story. And Delta, can you definitely follow that story? Maybe.
Okay, I sure will. I'll keep up with it.
Thank you. We need to have Aja bring us in with the mind, body, and spirit and go into our topic for tonight. So, Aja, give us the mind, body, and spirit.
Okay, let's see. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Let's see what we're going to share.
And while
you're
doing that, while you're getting that, let me give out the number 641-715-3660 is the number to call in. And the code is 549032. Press pound and then press *61 if you have a question or comment as we begin to discuss liars, cheaters, and lovers. Or if you want to talk about one of Delta Cougar's hot topics. And
can I do my last one? And this will
Delta.
Be it. I want.
Okay, Delta. While she's getting her mind, body, and spirit. Yes, because I know that our listeners are anxious to hear the topic. We're going into the hour.
Okay, but this the last one. Please let me give you this one. Okay, we ain't got to talk on this one now.
Okay.
Yeah, this one out of Atlanta.
Nobody got shot in the head, did they?
Well, you gotta hear this. This one in Atlanta. A young man, a young black guy, you know, I'm gonna call the race, went to prison in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
He went at the age of 15 for killing his neighbor. He served 30 years, but this is what I want y'all to hear. He served 30 years. He had been out no more than 2 days. His name is Michael. His mother, which was 64, let him come back home to live with her.
Killed
he got so angry with his mother. He killed his mother He killed his mother the same way he killed his neighbor. He shot his neighbor at 15 years old, and he said, but yo, this is sad. He shot his neighbor.
I know, yeah, it is, and
15,
that's why I really want to hear it.
He went when he was 15 years old.
Delta.
Just got
Delta,
out of prison
Delta, okay,
at
Delta,
45.
Delta. Okay. Yeah. For the hot topic, can you please refrain from the ones that have to do with somebody killing their mother or shooting a baby in the head? I think that's just a little bit too drastic for us to absorb into our bodies and space. No, we don't need to let them know that. We don't need, because they know that. And people shouldn't do that, and that's just evil, and that brings evil into our space.
Okay.
So, I mean, we want to have a positive space here because we're here to help people grow. And I know that that's killing my spirit when I hear that. And I definitely don't want to send that out into the Lotus Place land.
Okay.
Yeah. So, can we work on
some of that? Okay, well, those are my hot topics for today. So my next one was about killing, but I better smash it too.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord. Oh, Mother had to help
that's
me.
That's it for me tonight.
Oh, Lord.
That's it for Delta's hot topic.
Okay, Delta. Yes. Well, all right then. That one about that gun law, that was a good one. But look, I have a hot topic. This is the weekend of Savior's Day here in Detroit. And, you know, Malcolm X was known as Detroit Red, one of my dearest favorites. And so I've been seeing a lot of the brothers of the nation here coming and going. So I think they, let's see, Farrakhan will deliver his talk at Cobo Center on Sunday. There is no fee. They are asking for a love donation. And I think that the doors open at 2 p.m., but you can always visit thenation.org to find out more and more about the events. So just saying that because peace to assalamu alaikum to the brothers and sisters of the nation here in Detroit Motor City. So anyway, Aja, mind, body, and spirit.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I'll make this brief so we can go ahead into our main topic, and I'll save what I had for another time. So here's a quote. When someone tells you, you've changed, it might simply be because you've stopped living your life their way.
Oh.
Oftentimes, we try to please people, mm-hmm. and I know about that a lot myself. We end up hurting ourselves emotionally and spiritually because that's not really who we are. Not that we're bad people, but sometimes we try to go overboard and try to be this way and try to be that way and try to do what we think is going to make somebody else happy. But that's not being true to ourselves, and we only think we're doing a good thing. The journey isn't so much about becoming anything. A lot of times we think, well, I want to become this, and I want to be a better person. I want to be this, and I want to be that. But it's not so much about becoming anything. Maybe it's more about unbecoming everything that isn't really you. So you can be who you were meant to be in the first place. You may lose some friends, you know. I've lost a few friends lately because I've become more open and expressing myself. But then those people were liking me, caring about me because I was saying and doing what they liked. Okay? So, as Erykah Badu so nicely put it, I love this song. She says, if you don't want a piece of my apple tree, you just don't want to get down. You know, mm-hmm. if you don't want to hang with me being who I am, then that's cool. You just don't want to get down. And she says, you dumb, dumb ditty. And that's how I feel. You dumb, dumb ditty. You don't want to be with me. Okay, fine. So, we have to just be, not trying to struggle so hard to try to please other people because we wear ourselves out doing that. And we end up sometimes being resentful. You know, we end up being resentful toward people and they don't even know why we're being resentful. You know, because they think, hey, I'm happy. I thought you were happy. You know, so that's my quote for tonight. And I think it's really something to think about, especially for the pleasers out there. We have a lot of pleasers, people who go overboard to try to make everybody happy.
I used to be like that.
Yeah, I'm coming out of that. I've spent most of my years being like that. And that comes from, you know, things that have happened to you or whatever. But I'm coming out of that. And I know people who've known me in the past, and they say, and they have, oh, you changed. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I think I think it's a gender.
I think it's a gender thing too.
I think women tend to want to be, and it's a nurturing thing, want to please and nurture people. I think it's gender more so, because men, they really could care less, most of them, and they live their lives the way they want to live it. And some of them are just too bodacious and just, you know, not right with what they do with their wife or their woman or what have you. But they live and they don't care who they hurt.
Well, not all of them. I know a couple of men who are, you know, they generally want to please people. They generally, I mean, they have gone out of their way, you know, like opening up their home to people who got put out, and then the person ends up being mean and ugly to them.
I think, Mother, how is Mom speaking in terms of, as women, we just naturally, organically have a more nurturing and caring sense than men do. They don't have like a mothering, the mothering.
Exactly what I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah, they don't have that mothering.
We're nurturers. We're nurturers. Yeah. And that's why we do that. I was just trying to explain why we do that.
Yeah,
naturally, it's a natural thing, and mm-hmm. not that it's good to do, because like you said, sometimes it's harmful to you,
exactly,
to your spirit, to be what you can be.
We're just
the protector. We feel like we're protecting our husband, our family. We want to make sure we're feeding them, we're caring for them, because that's just that woman in us. That's that special essence of a woman that men love. So I get that. So anyway, now look, I lost track of what we were actually on. What were you saying, Zola?
Oh, that's I just wanted everybody's input. Delta Cooper, you have, thank you, Ashley High. You have a very good point, because it is natural. It is natural in us to be nurturers. And a lot of times it comes from our parents, our mothers mostly, teaching young girls, you know, that this is the way you're supposed to be. You're also always supposed to look out for your brother, always, you know, supposed to do this. And, you know, it's inbred in us, it's natural in us, and it's also socially taught in women too.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the olden days, like people used to say. In the old days, because the girls were talked to quite often, you would see the young girls fixing the plate for the daddy, or bringing him his or bringing him his shoes or his tie, or bring me a glass of water, you know, things like that. So,
always the little girl.
Yes.
But when we was kids coming up, you waited on your parents, girls and boys.
Absolutely.
You waited on your parents, hand and foot.
Absolutely. If they told you, you better. It wasn't none of that. I'm busy playing my whatever game.
Right.
Come
right.
Take that game out of there. So
if you got a game. Oh, here's one more quote. I'm doing quotes tonight. Everyone has been given at least one gift. Some people buy beautiful candles and never light them. Mm. Some people have gifts, but just haven't opened theirs yet.
Hot dog. Okay. You have to open your gift.
Yep.
Realize your gift. Open it. Use your gift and be a gift.
Yep.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my class on Friday night that I teach.
What?
Gifts and ministries in your local church, and that's what we teach. Everybody has at least one gift. Most of us have many.
Many.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know I do.
And how do you use them?
How do you
make
use
them real? Don't sit on them.
So, Aja, take us into our topic, and then we'll have a quick break, and then we'll talk more about sex, lies, and cheaters. We need to get to that. Come on, let's get to it. Come on, take us into it.
Okay, so tonight we are going to talk about lovers, cheaters, and liars.
Ooh.
So, sometimes we, for one thing, the most important thing we have to remember is if you're going to be in a relationship, communication is important. You have to let the person know where you're coming from, and you need to know where they're coming from. Because he may be on this page, and you may be on that page, or he may be in this book, and you're in this book, or he may not even know how to read, you know, if you follow me. So communication, I didn't mean that literally, but you know what I'm saying. So communication is really, really important in any kind of relationship, and that will prevent a lot of misunderstandings, which a lot of people have if they go into a relationship and they're expecting one thing and the other person is expecting something else. So tonight we're going to talk about lovers. Sometimes you go into a relationship, sometimes people just want to be a lover. They don't want a relationship, but you didn't establish that up front. You got liars. People who just lie, and other folks who will accept that lie, because they don't want to deal with the truth, because the truth is painful. But if you're hearing a lie over and over again, that's extending the pain. Then you have cheaters. As we shared earlier, some people don't feel like they're cheating. They're just, you know, just, they got another chick over here, another dude over here, and this is just how they look at being in a relationship. They didn't establish the fact that they were going to be monogamous in the first place. So we're going to talk about how we can red flag some of these things, and why do some people stay in relationships when they know that the person is cheating on them? Why do they put up with it? They're being faithful, but then they know that their partner is not. Why are they continuously putting up with it? Why are they staying in the relationship? It has a lot to do with your self-worth, whether you feel that you are worthy and your value that you place in yourself. And also, thirdly, sometimes people don't feel like they deserve better. So we can talk about that. Monogamy, what does relationship mean? And we also talked about sometimes a person feels like someone is cheating on them because they may say something on Facebook. And the other person was like, I didn't see him. I didn't touch him. I didn't hold him. I didn't kiss him.
Mm-hmm.
Then another person will feel that they're being cheated on.
So let's go back up to the top with, let's see, what was it? So the lovers. So if, say, in terms of lovers, so are you saying a person or two people, maybe they're just, what, sexually intimate?
Yes.
Or they, okay.
So two people, say for instance, two people meet each other, they're attracted to each other, physically attracted to each other, like next week or two, they, you know, get together in the bedroom, and they have sex. And then the woman is thinking, you know, like, oh, wow, I got a boyfriend, you know, I got a man. And the man is thinking, you know, hey, I just got some, you know, he's not thinking relationship. So nothing was established. So that's just
wants
lovers.
To start, she wants to start leaving her toothbrush over. And things like that, start leaving things behind.
Right.
He's like, you need to take your stuff with you.
Yes.
Things like that.
And then she gets offended. She gets hurt because she thought it was more to it than that.
Well, I would like to say something. You know what? This is my theory. When a man meet a woman, a lot of times, think about this. He'll have a wife at home, and he knowing all the time that he's not going to leave the wife. But he'll go out to the other woman just for sex. And see, and a lot of times, men's just looking for sex, but when they go to having sex, they figure I'm in a relationship. But the man mm-hmm. said, you can hear him say it all the time. It wasn't nothing for me but a booty call, like the young folks say. It wasn't that. The man said it wasn't nothing but a booty call. I'm not leaving my wife and family. I was just having sex on the side. And right. so a lot of times women, we get too emotionally caught
attached.
Up. Mm-hmm. And we get caught attached
up.
Too quick just because
yes.
we have a little, you know, let
sex.
Us get a little sex. And
because,
and,
yeah, we're having, there. Sometimes men are seeing it like, it's just sex, like what you're saying, Delta.
Yeah,
but we
I
feel
just
like. With a woman, I don't even with a working woman, you know, if you're having sex with a person repeatedly, I think you tend to get attached. I don't know. I could be wrong.
No, that is true for women. They feel, I'm not speaking for women these days, because their mind is elsewhere. They've got a different thing going on these days. But traditionally, when a woman has sex with a guy repeatedly, her emotions get involved because there's more to them than just opening up their legs. They're opening up their heart as well.
Mm. Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back with it. I like that.
And some women think that's all it is, love, just by having sex.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Anyway, let's pick back up on that. We're talking about lovers, liars, and cheaters. And lovers could be quite different from
BMC.
Actually having a committed, I guess you could say, exclusive relationship with someone. So lovers, you could be having a love thing going on with this person and that person, and no commitment has been established or anything like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I think that sometimes I think it's important if you're this type of person, like some women, that's what they want. They just, you know, they just want sex. But if you're the type of person that it means more to you than just jumping in the bed, you want more, then it should be established up front. What does this mean? You know, what are your intentions? Are we in a relationship or not? Is this a monogamous relationship? And what do you think a relationship is? I think that communication needs to be established up front.
Before you even start having sex, because
before you even start having sex,
that's what I was thinking. Is why wouldn't somebody, if you're getting that close to somebody intimately, where you're joining your bodies together physically, why wouldn't you have a conversation, try to get a good understanding about what are we doing when we do this, rather than acting like little animals who don't have any brain up here and they're just following their body parts. So it just seems to me that people should get an understanding about what they're doing before they get physical with each other. Because then therein lies the problem when people come with lies and those kinds of things. Because
Misunderstanding.
Confusion and hurt.
Right.
But why do women take anything? Think about this. Why do women take anything in order to feel like they need to be loved by a man? They would. This some women know that they may be woman number three or woman number four, but they still go along with it. why do you feel like you need to have love like that? What is inside of you to make you need to think that, you know, that
insecurity, people that, you know, do that are insecure.
And lack of love for yourself.
And a lot of men, think about this, you got a lot of men have multiple women. Have multiple women. And women knows this. And they so happy to be on his arms to say that I have this man. This is crazy. This is crazy love. It's like rabbits in heat. And it's sad that we as a woman have to settle for something like that. And why do men feel like that they have to have multiple women? Why do a man feel like he has to have multiple women? He feel like that, okay, I gotta have two or three women at one time.
And some men don't think
nothing about it. And then they
and a lot of times it's socially
lies.
Accepted.
It's part of their physiology. It has something to do with their level of testosterone, based upon a book I read many, many years ago. I mean, that might be an explanation for it. Or it could just be that it's socially acceptable. Has been
it
in
is.
The past, but now
yeah.
the women, they're very different now. Women, you know, we're in this age group. I wish we could get the other women on the, you know, that are younger and they have
younger.
A totally different, after the sexual revolution of the 70s, this thing has morphed in the 80s and 90s and 2000, this millennium. It's really totally different in terms, I think, of how women, younger women think about these kinds of things. I think we're kind of talking about in the old days, so to speak.
Yeah, but
I don't think
a lot of the younger women know they may have another woman. And
I guess what I'm saying is they're thinking of it differently. They don't even think of it like. And because they're doing the same thing, a lot of the women are having multiple.
Yeah, because this is
too.
What I heard them say since you said that, I should have, because I have heard women say, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And then one girl says, I had a lady tell me that she found out her husband was cheating. And she said, she told your husband, she said, if you can F, she said, but I found out something. I'm an F harder than you.
Ooh.
She said, that's what she said she told her husband. She said, I'm an F harder than you. And she meant it, and she done it. She said that I told him, two can play the game. If you want to play it, I'm going to show you how it's played. Why you want to be in a relationship like that? It's so many diseases and different things out there. I want somebody to love me for me. I don't want to share my man. I don't have to share my man with anyone, my partner with anyone. Why should I have to do that?
May feel like that's all that they are worthy of.
That's nasty.
it is. I wouldn't want it.
That's just too nasty to me.
Some women feel inadequate if they're not in a relationship at all. They have this void because they're not loving themselves. And they have this void. And even if they are number three or four, they feel like, okay, at least I've got, I'm getting something. I may not have the whole pie. I have a slice of the pie.
Also, some women like to have multiple men. Just some men like to have multiple women.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They don't want to be in a.
I can see myself doing that.
Yeah, you can't, but some women can.
And then some women like to date married men.
No, you know what? I take that back. When I was younger, I take that back. I had my little rendezvous when I was younger.
I'm sure you did.
But you know what? I'm serious. But as time got
with a Papamore,
once I got older, I'll say about 25 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Life began to kick in. The real world kicked in, and it was more to laying on my back.
Yes, and also. Maybe it was the spread of these various diseases. So,
girl, the young folks, look, Black Rose, the young folks don't get most think of no diseases. The young folks will tell you right now, you take people like me, you, and Icy Hot, and Aja, we terrified of a disease. We are terrified.
I sure am.
But the young people.
I use the restroom at the airport all the time, so I don't have to use it in the laboratory on the plane. I can't stand getting a damn cold bug germ, so I sure don't want an infection.
That is
correct.
And you know what the young folks will tell you today?
What?
This is their favorite word. They'll tell you right now, well, we got to die with something. We got to die.
Wow, really?
Yes. That's their favorite word. They'll tell you in a minute and don't think nothing about it. Oh, we gotta die with something.
Wow.
Don't think nothing about it.
I've heard a lot of young people say that too. That's a whole show. That's a true statement.
That is a true statement. I hear that all the time.
Right.
I know. I have three sons, and my sons have told me many times, oh, we got to die with something.
So, Aja, elaborate a little bit more on the lovers and the liars. I think let's move on to liars, perhaps.
Okay. Let's talk about liars. So, most women use their sixth sense or their intuition more so than men. We all have it, but women tend to use it more, and we tend to be able to figure out when our man is cheating. We can spot little things. You know, he's doing this different. You know, it's little things that give them away. The woman always knows. She always knows when her man is cheating. She may pretend she doesn't know or look the other way or what have you, but she knows. And she also can tell mostly when he is lying. She will say, where were you last night? Well, me and the guys, and she knows he's lying. Mm-hmm. But they tend to not want to accept the truth. And so why do you feel that women tend to allow their partners to continuously lie when they know that they're lying and they just accept it?
So why do you accept lies from your mate?
Yes.
Why?
Because they want to be loved. I said, hi, and they'll take it any way they can get it.
Uh-huh.
Any way they can get it. The women today act like they starve for love.
Starve for love. Oh, that's a good topic. Are you starved for love?
Right.
Yes,
and they know that if they confront their partner with the fact that they're lying, it's going to come out, and the result of that is the end of the relationship. Mm. And they don't want to end it. They don't want to end it. They're not ready to end it.
Is that like when
that would leave them with no relationship. That would leave them back where they were. With the
but they have to start all over.
Yeah, with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because somebody you know else. What? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a true story. When we buried Mother last week, we buried Mother on the 6th.
My baby's son, he's 31. My baby's son had three girls there. Not one, but three. Three girls was there. So, don't you know all the mother girls know this one there, that one there? Don't you know that?
So and all they of them are aware of each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Do they all live together?
No, they don't live together. They are trying to argue for. They are trying to argue for. And my son told the other girl,
"Thanks for my name."
You said he told, and we was all looking because we were stunned, and I'm his mama, I'm stunned. And my baby son told the girl, he says, the other girl, somebody made a comment, say, "You better get out of here before the other girl come in." He said, "No, I'm not." He said, "I'm going to make both of them get over there and sit down and shut up."
Wow.
And see, young folks settle for that. I'm not going to settle for that because I ain't going to tell you no lie. It's going to be some head busting or it's going to be some caskets roll up at the door.
It's going to be some slow singing and flower bringing.
It's going to be some furniture moving.
Oh, have mercy. I hear you, Jeff, and I'm with you on that because, look, I'm not doing all of that. I am not doing all. You are not King Sheikh Sheikh of Saudi Arabia.
No, you have no disrespect.
In
you
a
have
concubine.
No disrespect me like that.
Mm-mm. No, we're not getting ready to do that.
Disrespect me that way.
We're not doing that. If your name is Sheikh Kamir Sheikh of the royal family, of blah blah blah, then maybe you can have that type of concubine. But I'm not dealing with all that foolery. That's craziness. But you know, some women accept that for many reasons. One question that I have though, Delta, is how many of those young girls had their father and mother in the home and for how long?
I don't know.
Because
I know one of them was raised
that,
up with her. You know what, Black Rose, that's a good one. Because you know what? One of the girls, let me give you a perfect example. You just hit on a nail. One of the young girls, her mother and father stayed married, but her mother and father separated. And her mother lived in one house, she said, and her father lived in another house. And when her father got ready to come over, he came over. Then, you know, we ain't crazy. When the father goes, get through doing what he needed to do after a day or so, he goes back to his house. Don't you know that girl saw that?
Mm-hmm.
She saw that. So that's probably where she get that from. It's okay to let him go and do what he want to do. My mama did it. My mama didn't say nothing. That's something to think about.
That it is.
Can I give y'all another real example? These are real examples I'm telling y'all. There was just an example where the woman got her ex-husband and her boyfriend in the home.
Mm-hmm. Wait. What? Say, wait a minute. I'm like the little mean. Wait, what?
This is true.
So Delta has some of the craziest stories. I mean, you should just write one of those little bitty small books.
But
Delta
this is so,
stories.
But look, I'm not lying. I promise you.
Delta Town. Look, Delta Town
listen.
Stories. That's it. That's the bestseller. Okay, go ahead.
I'm telling y'all the honest God's truth. I know a situation right now.
I know, Delta. I know it is.
We're a young lady.
I think these are called Tales of the Cougar.
Ooh,
I love it.
Write that down.
And
that's
listen,
a good
book.
Write that down. Creative director, write that one down. Tales of the Cougar.
Tales of the Cougar. That's got a nice ring to it.
And I have another name for another one of your segments, too. I'll tell you before your letter. Go ahead, Delta.
And then, look, it goes. It goes right. Like a cat. But no, this is a true story. Let me tell you. I know a situation right now.
Well, the girl live with her boyfriend, y'all. This is no lie. This is true, because we all be talking about it. In my family, we talk about it. The girl lives with her boyfriend.
She lives with her boyfriend.
And her husband drives an 18-wheeler. And when the husband come home, he goes over there and stay with her and the boyfriend and the wife. It's like a threesome. I never seen nothing like it before.
Well, that's not unusual. A lot of people are living like that now. They're living
really?
With two. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's crazy.
No, Delta, we can't say that that's crazy now.
Especially in places like California.
Yeah.
They've been doing that for years.
Yeah, they may have an open relationship going or some type of understanding. I can even just say that. It's an understanding, apparently. That's
apparently.
What they
want to
do.
Mm-hmm. Everybody happy? You happy? I'm happy.
You're spending all that money on all them different houses. Everybody come here and we...
Hey, but you know what? I just said that with Delta's son. All of those girls, and he's constantly probably trying to take up time going here and there, sleeping with her and sleeping. Look,
and
all of them go to the doctor.
So
get your checkup.
He got three teeth missing out the front.
Well, you need to get his teeth fixed. Because you keep talking about his three teeth.
That'll kill off something, I think.
Oh, you know what? It would. Those
three pieces are missing in the front. And these girls are going crazy over this boy with three pieces missing.
Those three teeth missing need to stay missing then for the sake of those girls, because he's able to really do something
for them. The other men can't do.
Mouth. Right. So we just, okay, now it's all clear now. I can see clearly now that the rain has gone. The three missing teeth, it finally clicked.
I can
clicked.
See clearly now.
Yeah, it finally clicked. Okay.
Yes,
There's something about those teeth. I'm sure it is. So anyway.
And this is another thing I want to say.
Was that the story, Delta?
Yeah, that was good. But look, let me tell you about these. I want to talk about these men lying all the time.
Okay.
They'll tell you, I'm going to the store. You know that's a good
story. They come back tomorrow.
I'll be right back.
Uh-huh.
And do you not know they lying? They ain't big mo coming back. And a man in a bull, they leave.
Yeah,
they
said he coming.
He said he coming back. He didn't say, look, I got to go down and get us some fried chicken. They said, so I'm going to go get you some fried chicken. You don't see him until 2 days later.
and don't come back and come back with no chicken.
And then another one. I gotta go get the baby some Pampers.
all the stores are closed.
This is another story. I was on my way home, but do you not know what? I had a flat tire and I couldn't get my tie fixed till this morning.
Well, how come you didn't call me, baby?
My phone was dead, baby. Baby, my phone was dead.
That's right. The battery was gone.
No. I have one. What about, this guy that used to call me, I know he had somebody, was living with somebody. I told him I was going to get some ice cream. I'm in Walmart, you know, they walking around in Walmart trying to talk to me on the phone. I mean, they just do some crazy off-the-wall things to cheat and lie. And then they come back in the house after a hour trip of going to get some damn coffee and Starbucks or some ice cream. What the hell have you been? Or trying to go get it right quick.
You the only one.
You know.
You the only one. What about this one, girls? You're the only one. That wasn't mine. That was nobody to me. That was my cousin you saw me with. That was my cousin.
All right.
That was my sister.
At the concert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good
absolutely.
One.
Mm.
And girl,
your friend didn't see me. Yeah, your friend didn't see me. That was somebody else. That wasn't me.
And you know your friend lying on me because she want me for herself.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's always one they use.
Yeah.
She trying to break us up.
Cause she don't have nobody.
Yeah, cause she don't have nobody.
She
but sometimes, sometimes they're
and
telling
and sometimes it be true.
Oh gosh.
Can they tell some lies?
Yeah, they can lie.
But you know, they can't nobody lie and cheat better than a woman, though. Because,
wait a minute, that's why you took the words, you plucked the thoughts right out of my head because I was getting ready to get on the women too.
That's right. Let's not leave us women out because, you know, we are so slick, baby. They don't even have a clue, hardly,
especially,
when we are
cheating. Especially our white sisters. Them ladies can pull off some stuff.
Ooh.
They pull some stuff. And it's like, oh,
right
my goodness.
Before your eyes.
Right before
like
their eyes.
Cadabra.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, they can tell a lie. They can tell a lie in a minute. They'll tell you that lie.
Mm.
Oh, and you know, and look, and when it's time to, and look, and when it's time to perform, they'll say, girl, you know I worked hard last night. I'm so tired. Just let me rest.
Women, I know we can come up with some, and we'll say, oh, I'm going out with Kim. Going out with Kim tonight. Going out with Delta tonight. Honey, you be over to your man's house, sitting up, drinking wine, eating with him, bubble bathing, and all of that kind of stuff. Look, bubble bathing. That's a new one.
Yeah, that is a new one.
You know, go over his house and relax, you know. Shoot. Go away, look how a little cow gone bath.
And I'm finna go over here. I'm finna go over here and see about my mama. I'm finna go over here and see about my daddy.
Ooh, that's a terrible one. Terrible lies.
You know they're
bringing their mamas in on it.
Bringing their mamas in. But see, men, they just have to pay attention. We get a little extra sweet.
And then I got
walk.
To go see about my kids. You know my baby mama called me. And my
baby
mama told me. My baby mama told me I need to bring some money over here for these kids.
Well, now, so-and-so needs something that they were acting up at school, so I got to go talk to my boy, because,
I got to talk to my boy. So let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, and then let's talk a little bit about cheaters and Delta. We have a letter for you, so stay tuned for Delta's letter, 641-715-3660. And the code is 549032. Press pound and press *61 if you would like to speak. We will be right back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, and so back here with Lovers, Liars, and Cheaters, let's talk about some cheaters, a little bit more about some cheaters. Because liars could just lie, and they may not necessarily cheat, right? They may not be unfaithful. They just lie about different stuff.
Why would you tell a lie if you ain't cheating?
I don't know. A lot of people lie
a lot of people lie just to be lying. There are some habitual liars out there, and it has nothing to do with cheating. It's just part of their makeup. It's just
because they want to build themselves up. They like to be pumped up, like you know.
That's a good
example of phony. Say for instance, someone lying about who they are in a relationship, and then you find out this person, but maybe even have a whole nother family in a whole nother state. All of those out of town trips, he has another family on the other side. Well, that's true.
Right. Ooh, let me give y'all another Delta unbelievable story. This is a true story right here.
What is this called? Tales of Cougar?
Okay. Cougar Tales.
Oh, Cougar Tales.
Okay,
tales.
Let me
that's
give
right.
you another Cougar Tale. This
Cougar
is
tale.
A true story. You just made me remember something. This young man, his father died, and they was coming in. You know how the procession, you coming into the church. And when they got there, everybody, this young man, his dad is supposed to be one of the pillars of the community. And everybody looked up to him. This is a true story now. And everybody looked up to him. And they was walking in the church. And as they was walking in the church, they, you know, you take the family and put the family on the front row. When they got there, it was 8 people sitting on the front row. They went and told the undertaker to make them move off the front row. The undertaker had to come back and tell the family that they said that this was my daddy too. This is a true story. The daddy had 8 kids from another woman, living a whole life. Been living it for years. His wife, his kids, nobody knew nothing about it. The children had proof that this man was their daddy. He had 8 kids with another woman.
He had an outside family.
He had a whole outside family. He would go there and stay with the family sometimes.
I have a similar story. My mother and father had been separated for, you know, umpteen years, so it's not like he had, you know, a total outside family. But when my father passed, of course, you know, the family's just on the front row. So I saw these two young boys sitting on the front row. I'm like, why are they sitting up here? You know, this is for the family, you know. And come to find out, those were my, you know, half-brothers. And I had never met them before, didn't know they existed. And, you know, we introduced ourselves and everything. But that was kind of odd, you know, funeral and everything. And, you know, you're finding out you got a couple of, you know,
siblings. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, in the particularly 50s, in the 50s and the 60s, that was so very common. Men would have, particularly those men that used to use the trains, and they would be gone from home, and they were, you know, diner car waiters and what have you, that traveled up and down the road. They would have a family in the South on the farm, and then they'd have a family out east or out west or up north. And that's what they did. They really, that was just really common, 50s and 60s. It's kind of hard to get away with that now
and
because somebody's going to find
and
out.
The truckers,
yep.
They have
them too.
About in every state almost.
Yep.
Entertainers, just think about all the people.
Oh, right.
These one night stands with people.
But why do black men, I want to say black men, have to have multiple women? Or black men?
It's all men. It's black ones,
it's
red ones,
yeah,
white ones. They all.
Because
yeah,
Asian men.
Yeah, don't just say black men. It's men.
It's a man thing.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was about to say.
But they ran and tanned their body up trying to service all these women.
Well,
Well, you know, I will say this, though. In the black male culture, it seems like it was promoted at a time to have sex with as many women as you can and enjoy women and date plenty of women. Maybe not necessarily have so much sex, but just feel free to have sex with women when you want to. And they should be happy that you're giving them some sex, you know, almost to the point where it's men can rape a woman or rape their wife in some states. So, you know,
that's true.
It is in this society. And sex is promoted. Sex is promoted on television, through food. It's promoted to us in so many ways. Sex, sex, sex. Sexy bathing suits, sexy shoes, like Kenton said, sexy sandals. He couldn't even, suggested sandals. He couldn't even drive the bus. He couldn't even do his job. Because women
but some men look at a woman. Some men take one look at a woman, and they look at a woman, and they say, oh, I got to have her.
Yeah.
I mean, they just say, I got to have her.
I look at some men and say that. Shit. But that don't mean I don't rape them.
Women,
I'm just
saying,
I look at them, I'm like, ooh. I would like to have them, you know, maybe. You know,
I've never felt like that. I've never felt like that. I guess I'm just kind of weird like that.
I have looked, and I admired.
I'll be lying. Definitely say, ooh, he sure looks like a tall glass of water. And I'm thirsty.
And dark skin.
And you're thirsty.
And dark skin. I love dark skin.
Yes. A little chocolate man or something, or a tall man or thick man or whatever it is that you like. You've never, like, seen someone always and said, damn, he's fine. Oh, he looks good.
Yes. Fine and good is different from one of the bottom. To me.
Well,
yeah, I don't want to sex them.
No. I mean, I don't think I necessarily meant just sex them. No, it could just be like loving and caressing, like
okay. Well,
just,
that's different.
I mean, whatever it is. I mean, why we always gotta just say this and that with them? Whatever it is. Just has it been someone that you just saw and he was just a sexy man? That's all I'm saying. And you just
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool. I think people have experienced seeing someone and he's just handsome or she's just good looking. You just look and say,
I see that a lot now.
Yeah, the possibility.
Yeah. You can look, but that don't mean you got to get crazy over it. You can look
of course.
And say, ooh. That, or you just say, ooh, that person looked mighty handsome, or you just say, ooh,
mm-hmm.
he looked mighty sexy, and that's it. You go
and
on
that's it. But you don't try to go and rape them and harass them.
No.
But what do you do if you see someone?
And when you get up in our age, you can't be done with them nowhere.
Speak for yourself.
I was just speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself, sweetie.
Well, look, we know ice is hot like I'm hot and young.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind having a hot young one and a nice old one, too. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't mind.
Now, look at her. She going getting polyandros on her.
And we get us a nice big home, okay? Now look, I'm living on this side. Look, this side we're doing it. We're building three tiny homes. I have my own tiny home.
With a little one of those little, what do you call those little tunnels in between each one?
Yeah. A little
breezeway. You
crazy. I'm gonna have a little breezeway from one going to the left, one going to the right.
A skyline, a skyway. You want a little skyway, huh?
Yeah.
You are out of your head.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm gonna have a hot
okay,
young one.
Okay, come on, pull that net out.
Goodness, that's right. Okay, so Delta, let's bring you your letter. And let's see, this letter is coming from
this letter is coming from California.
California.
She calls herself, she calls herself the Sunshine Lady, but she's feeling blue.
Ooh.
Yeah, Sunshine Lady feeling blue.
Brighten her day.
Okay. So Sunshine Lady says that she has been happily married to her husband, high school sweetheart, for the past 10 years, going on 11. They have an anniversary coming up. And she has been happy with him all of their, for their entire marriage and dating. They dated 2 years before marrying. They have two children and the perfect family. You can say that they have a perfect life, storybook life, and they had a storybook wedding. Now, she says, while driving home one day, she received a call on her cell phone. And a lady told her that not only has she been dating her husband, but she is also 4 months pregnant. So Delta, she said that she confronted her husband. Wow. She said she confronted her husband and they had a big argument and she thought about leaving him. However, she is afraid to separate the family because of the two children, and she's also afraid if she would lose her family. She would lose her family if she decides to divorce her husband. Her husband has admitted to sleeping with the woman but says that the affair is over. But from speaking with the woman, it does not seem like it will, and it can never be in her mind. If the woman has the child, then they would have a family. So, Delta, she wants to know from you, what should she do in this case? Should she still try to preserve her family and just deal with the husband having a relationship with the child? And she's concerned also about baby mama drama. Does she want to deal with that? And also the fact that he cheated on her and the children. This is perfectly in with our topic. That's why I selected this for the first one, Delta.
Well, number one thing is, if you ever want to make Delta Cougar mad, just call and tell me something about my husband. I don't care how good a friend he is or what. One thing, you don't ever call and tell me nothing about my husband. And one thing, if her relationship was so good with this woman's husband, why would you have to call this woman and tell this woman? That tells me that you looking a way to throw a wrench in this marriage. You looking to try to break this family up. Because evidently, he have shown you that he's not going to leave his family. That's the number one reason in order for her to call and tell this wife. Because she wants the wife to know. And she wants the husband to leave his wife. And the husband probably told her, hey, I'm not leaving my wife. It was probably all about sex. It was, because most of it really is all about sex. I would do everything in my power to preserve my family. I would try to sit down with my husband and we would come to an understanding. I would tell my husband we would have to seek counseling, spiritual counseling, and also you will not be able to bring this baby in my eyesight until I get ready to accept it. That's the only way that we could stay together, and it's the only way it could be on my terms. Because to me, if she got to call the wife, think about this, everybody in radio land. If you got to call and tell the wife this, that says a lot. That tells me the husband's trying to do everything in his power to protect his wife and protect his family and keep his family together. And so she's trying to come between the family to let his wife know, okay, I've been having an affair with your husband. I'm pregnant from your husband. Evidently, the husband gonna say, yeah, you may be pregnant, but I ain't leaving my wife. So, and men also have to be careful when you go out in the street, you can get burned. And what done happened, he done got burned, and it done caught up with him. But the number one thing, if I got small kids, and I'm still in love with my husband, and if I want to be able to work things out, and I feel like I want to work them out, I wouldn't care what anybody say, I will work it out and see if I can deserve my family at all costs. That just me. Somebody else may not see it that way. We have too many broken homes, and when you have broken homes, you got kids literally destroyed. I know. I can give you one of Delta Cooper's stories, and I can say, give you a situation with my son and his wife. My son and his wife got a divorce. She met a man on her job. The man towed the home up, and my daughter-in-law helped him tow the home up because he couldn't have done it by himself. Now the man left out of the state of Minnesota. Now the family is towed all up. I have one child here with me, and the home is in an uproar. And everybody is scattered.
All the children are scattered.
What I mean, I have one of the daughters, my oldest granddaughter here with me. The mother has the other two. But my granddaughter wrote a post the other day on Facebook. And she said, I looked at the post, and it says, my life is shattered without my family. My life is shattered. And this child ain't just made 13 last week on the 11th. So whatever it takes, my mother taught me, even though my mother got a divorce from my father, I would often hear my mother say these words right here. She says, if I had to do it all over again, I would stay right there.
Well, so let me ask you this, Delta. Because of that post that you read, because I'm concerned about that child, because we never know what these children are experiencing. She could very well be depressed. So do you think that you should share that information with the parents? Do you think that they could possibly work it out, knowing that this is really affecting the children, or at least could they work to have some counseling, family counseling or something like that?
Seeking to get counseling from my granddaughter. I have made two apartments already to try to get her some counseling. My granddaughter, she's very defiant, very hard-headed. And it comes from the lifestyle that her mama have led before them since the divorce. And the house is tore up, so I'm still going, let me go back to the letter. The house is tore up, so whatever she can to keep her children mind stable, as long as your husband is not beating you and mistreating you. Even though he did what he did, he made a mistake. And if her husband come to her and say that I'm sorry and let's work on it and try to fix it, you do that. Don't care what nobody say.
Okay. So, Aja, do you have some input or Icy Hot on the letter?
Well, I find it real difficult. I agree with Delta Cougar from the standpoint of if you want to work it out, do that. And you should, but just me personally, I would have trouble with trusting him ever again. And probably the only way I could stay with him would be, and I wouldn't say that I would leave him. I might would stay with him, but he could never touch me again because I wouldn't trust him anymore. How do I know who he's going after again, her or some other woman? Because that's just the kind of character that person has. Usually when men do that, they tend to keep doing it, and it may be a different woman. They tend to go from, you know, woman to woman. But I'm just kind of thinking like, okay, but you can't touch me. I'm celibate from now on. I'm here for these children And we can mirror this marriage however way you want it. But I just
but
couldn't have it because
work.
I wouldn't, but I just couldn't have it. I just couldn't have it, where, you know, the sexuality thing, because it's just too much disease. I'm not going to die because you want to be living in sin. That's just me personally. I'm not dying from no AIDS. I'm not getting none of this. I don't want any of that stuff.
But I also want to say this. Please let me say this.
And so
make it quick,
keep doing it outside.
Okay. Make it quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead
to Audrey. Then I'll talk. Go ahead.
And we have a recipe to give. Okay, so I guess it really depends a lot on the person too. Like I see Hot just said, it's your values, your morals, because I would have a difficult time taking him back for one thing. It wasn't just a one-time thing. I really don't feel like it was a one-time thing. If she's pregnant, that means y'all had sex without protection. And usually when people start having sex without protection, that means you're comfortable with the person. This is a relationship that's so much so that you don't even need to put a rubber on it because, you know, you're that comfortable with that person. And another thing, I've never had to deal with baby mama drama, and I will never have to deal with it, especially at this age in my life. But I just can't do baby mama drama. And with her already calling the woman, saying, you know, this, like you said, Delta Cooper, she's got some insecurities herself. She's already starting some mess. If she's starting some mess at 4 months pregnant, oh, trust. She's going to be starting some mess for the 18 years that baby's going to be there. And I just couldn't deal with those 18 years. That's just for me. I just,
but
you one, know.
But one thing
just,
about
you know.
It, it's the husband's place to put her in her place. And once the husband put her in her place, that'll be it. It's the man's job to put her in his place.
But he's
put
her isn't she out of the box? Isn't she out of the box already?
Yeah,
and then, of course,
no, but
maybe she isn't even pregnant. Who knows? And then, number two, he better go get him a one of those exams, a paternity test.
That is
to see if it's
true.
They need to go
see
if it's even
here. Because if she's, but what I'm saying that men, just because you cheat one time, I want people to know, because if I say I know God, you say you know God, is there anything too hard for God? God can change people. People can change. Think about this. If you saying a person can't never be a cheater, he can't ever stop cheating. Now, okay, let's look back over our life and look at, we ain't always been this who we are.
I'm trying to see what your point is, Delta. I'm not trying to say. But we need to get to the recipe, so come on, bring us that point.
My point is Icy Hot said that he would always cheat. Icy Hot said that he would always cheat, but what I'm saying is, look back over our life. There have been some things in our life, but we changed as we got older.
I'm looking at the data on people that go outside of their marriage. They don't change. That's just their character. That's what they do.
Uh-huh.
And you're living a lie. Either way you do it, you're gonna live a lie, I think.
But can I
share one quick little thing?
Go
this
ahead.
Is a story. This and it'll make it real quick. There was this lady friend that I knew, and her husband had carried on a relationship with a woman throughout their whole marriage of about 20 some years. Mm-hmm. And just recently, I mean, I told her I couldn't deal with it. I don't even know how she dealt with it.
So
20 some years.
He had an outside relationship for 20 something years.
Right. And
yeah,
then, hold up, this is what happened recently. Guess what?
What happened?
The woman died and was in her house for like 3 days before somebody found her dead.
Wait, Wait a minute.
Say that again. Say that story again.
She died from some kind of
died. The wife.
The woman that was the outside woman, the girlfriend died. So now she doesn't have to be. Yeah, now she doesn't have to be worried with the girlfriend with some kind of problem with some kind of medication that she was on.
Oh wow!
And she died, and so now, in a case like that, this man carried on with her for all those years, and now she's dealing with the trauma of him, missing his woman. Can you believe it? He had the audacity to ask her to go to the funeral.
Well,
she did. No, she didn't. She said, I didn't even think about that one.
Oh, my
did she know about it the whole 20 years? When did she find out about it?
I think she found out. I don't think she knew about it the whole 20 years, but she kept saying, that's the same woman that, so she's probably known about it at least 5 or 10.
At least 10. Because, like I said, women know. Mm-hmm. They may not know they know something's going on. They may not want to face it, but they know something's going on.
And then also, I can give you another example. The lady that I work
Delta,
with.
Hold on, Delta. I
got
a quick recipe before we close out. And so let's let her share that recipe and take us on out, Delta. Aja.
Okay. This is a recipe. It's called the golden milk recipe. So if you have time, get a pen and paper so you can write this down. It is really, really beneficial for a lot of different things. While you're getting your paper, I'll tell you what it's good for. It's an anti-inflammatory recipe. It's good for heart disease, chronic pain, colds, congestion and flu. It's an antiseptic, analgesic. It helps with your pain relief. It detoxes your liver. It helps purify the blood. It's good for joint problems, such as rheumatoid arthritis. And it also works with skin problems. It helps maintain proper cholesterol levels and blood pressure levels. And it has a good dose of antioxidants. Okay, so here's the recipe. 2 cups of milk. You can use almond milk. You can use cow's milk if you still drink cow's milk. You can use coconut milk, which is very, very good for you. 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. And we've talked about turmeric, all the health benefits of turmeric. 1/8 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 1 pinch of cinnamon. 1 teaspoon of dried ginger, or if you have fresh ginger, you can use 1/2 slice of fresh ginger, and put all of this together, put it in the pan, don't let it boil just before boiling, take it off the heat, and when it is done, then you add about 1 tablespoon of coconut oil. Now, the coconut oil is good for joint lubrication. And, as we get older, ladies, we start to get dry in our joints, and that's where all this pain is coming from. So it promotes your cellular function, and it helps with that pain. If you like, you can add a little honey. I suggest organic honey or raw honey. So this is called golden milk, because it will be golden from the color of the turmeric, and you can drink this every day. It's good for night because milk, helps you to rest at night, and it's really, really tasty. Sounds tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. I had some earlier today.
I'm going to the health food store and get me some stuff tomorrow. I'm tired of you talking about this turmeric.
I'm pushing it. I'm really pushing it.
Absolutely.
And it's not expensive. It's not expensive at all.
Oh, no.
I wish you could sign us up for next time on how to burn fat. I want to burn some fat.
Okay.
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 We'll
all
have
right.
to find some recipes or something for that. Some activities also.
Some food.
Yoga.
Okay. We will conclude tonight. Love is Liars and Cheaters.
See you Sunday.
Thank you so much. Yes, peace and good night. And we'll be back on Sunday. Namaste.
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 Namaste. Yeah.